On today's episode, I will talk about an old folktale about a bridge that is haunted in a small town right here in East Tennessee. All coming up on this edition of East Tennessee Mysteries. Welcome to the show and thank you for joining me. First off, I want to personally thank you all for all the support and generosity. If you'd like to support the podcast any further by becoming a Patreon or donating, please visit me at patreon.com/East Tennessee Mysteries. Your support in any form helps make the show more possible. Also, if you have encountered any paranormal activity in the East Tennessee area, please email me at easttnmysteries@gmail.com. All experiences, big or small, are always welcome. Located in the heart of southeastern Tennessee, most residents of the community find a little peace of mind in the beauty of the mountains that lie behind them, but there's also a dark mystery that also lies right along with that beauty and peace, and that is called the Watauga River Bridge, also known as Old Steel Bridge. To this day, it's still home one of the biggest mysteries this area has ever seen. A little history about the bridge, and then I'll go into how the mystery begins. Watauga Bridge was constructed in the mid-1920s, and it became known as Lover's Lane of the area. Couples would go there at night, hide under the bridge for, you know. It remained that way until early 1930s when a tragedy struck the community. There was a young couple named Tom Jackson and Wanda Smithson. They decided to go to the bridge for some alone time with each other. Now this is where the mystery begins. According to family reports, Tom was extremely crazy about Wanda, and most of the family believed that he was going to ask her to marry him that night. Oddly enough, Wanda's home was roughly 300 yards from the bridge. Tom went to pick her up, and she snuck out while her parents were asleep, and they went on straight to the bridge. They stayed there for an hour or so, then they decided to get up and leave. Coming up under the bridge to the roadside, they saw a dark figure coming from the corner of the bridge. Instantly, they thought it might have been another couple coming from the bridge to enjoy their peace and quiet, so they didn't think much of it. The person was getting closer and closer. Before they knew anything, the person lunged at Wanda and stabbed her in the chest, killing her instantly. Now, Tom tried to fight the person, but he was stabbed multiple times. The good news part of that was that Tom was able to get away from the person that killed Wanda. He tried to make it up the embankment to the bridge. A car that was traveling across the bridge, Tom jumped in the back seat of the car. The driver, who was never identified in the initial police report, drove off once they saw the mysterious person standing at the end of the bridge behind the car. Unfortunately, Tom died later that night and never got to tell the police his side of the actual story. When the police went to the bridge that night to search the area, they could not find anything. Wanda's body was gone, and what was strange, there was no blood anywhere. After almost 15 months of inspecting the area, the police closed the case and marked it unsolved. Now, getting to the paranormal side of the actual mystery, on July 18th of 1977, the first ever report of paranormal activity was documented. A Gate City man, who also was a Virginia Sheriff's deputy at the time, told the Carthage County Sheriff's Department when he went there to the station around 1:42 a.m. He stated that he was driving over the bridge when the passenger side just flew open and all of a sudden slammed shut as if someone opened it and got right in. He also stated that he slammed on the brakes and noticed an indention in the passenger seat and as if someone was sitting there the whole time. While looking in his mirror, he also noticed a dark figure that appeared to be wearing a dark cloak and a hood standing there looking at the car. He said the person acted like they were inching closer and closer to the car, but also looked like they weren't walking at the same time. He also stated that he got out of the car and nothing was there. Now, over the years, there have been over 185 documented reports on this happening to people who were driving over the bridge at certain times at night. Unfortunately, nowadays, no one can test this theory yet because the bridge is no longer standing. And the county diverted the original road that was attached to the steel bridge and rerouted it to a brand new concrete bridge. Now, how do we explain those different reports? And how do we wonder what really happened to Wanda's body? And who is the mysterious assassin? Those many answers have been lost, especially since the new bridge replacing the old steel one. If you'd like to send any speculation or comment about today's episode, please email me at easttennisdnmysteries@gmail.com. Always, as always, thank you for joining me on this episode, and have a blessed one, y'all.